This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box and the all-new 590 The Fan. If you get a chance, head on out to Westport. The restaurant is open. The new Kimal's Chop House. The atmosphere is sensational. They have spared no expense. It's a good-looking restaurant. But the big thing, too, is the food. We still have the great Italian specialties, the manicottis, the cannellonis, the lasagnas, the calzones, the famous cheese bread, and the house salad. But, boy, do we have a collection of steaks and seafood like you've never seen them. We've been in the business for 93 years now, and we've moved out west for the first time. 93 years in the city, now we're at Westport in a brand spanking new restaurant. Come out to the bar, have a calzone, have a sip of wine, and sample Kimal's Restaurant. I think we got it figured out by now. It took us 93 years, but you're going to love it. Kimal's in Westport. All right, let's head to Jupiter, Florida, and now check in with President of the St. Louis Cardinals, John Mozeliak. John, good to be with you. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Good morning, Frank.
So much to discuss. You were right on Miles Michaelis from day one. You thought that even though a guy had just four career wins in the big leagues, that, hey, it's worth a two-year contract. He rewards you with 200 innings, 18 wins, and an all-star game, and you reward him with a four-year contract extension. Tell me some of the thinking and why you wanted to get this done so quickly.
Well, I think the narrative is quite simple, really. When you talk about St. Louis Cardinals, one of the themes we've been really pushing is this season, that we want to be competitive, we want to find our way back to the playoffs for 2019. But as we were down here, one of the things we started to focus on too as well is sort of understanding what we would look like after this year. And so obviously the success Miles had with us, plus what we expect him to do, and you couple that with someone who's from Jupiter, has family ties to St. Louis, it just made sense for both parties to try to get together and do something. And so you got to go all the way back to winter meetings when we first approached this, and it was something that his agent and I, you know, really started working on in sort of mid-January, and then we were finally able to get something done this past week.
There have been examples, of course, in baseball where we have one-year wonders. Kent Bottenfield, 1 year, I think, won 18 games with the Cardinals. But with Michaelis, not only is he a pitch maker, people forget he's big and strong, and he can get to the mid-90s on the radar gun.
Yeah, I think, you know, overall we just feel like he's going to be someone that we can trust and anchor for this rotation moving forward. And, you know, again, there's so many reasons why you pursue deals and try to get them done, but excited it's complete, and it's nice to know that we can pencil him in for the long term.
What's the best case scenario for Carlos Martinez at this stretch?
Best case would be in roughly 2 weeks. He is cleared to begin a throwing program, and then from there, depending on how he feels, we'll decide the pace of what that program looks like. So, you know, I guess when you ask that question, best case is, you know, still available at some point in early April.
And because he will not have had the innings in spring training, is it more likely now that he'll have to come out of the bullpen initially?
I think the answer to that question, you have to think about when you would want someone to be helping you at the major league level. If you're really hopeful that he can be on our opening day roster, then the likelihood would be in the bullpen. If it's something where we can be a little more patient, then I wouldn't rule out the rotation yet.
And who has the best chance of filling his spot in the rotation as we speak here on February 27th?
You know, I think it's a bit premature to start, you know, sticking who that looks like. Obviously, we're getting games underway finally, and still have about 3 weeks to sort of work through that. But, you know, clearly there's some guys that come to mind, like the Gombers, the Dakota Hudsons of the world, that should get a look for this or an opportunity for this. But, you know, let's sort of pump the brakes here and allow these guys to get some innings under their belt.
When do you think Alex Reyes will pitch in a game, and what are you seeing from him so far?
You know, I don't have his exact schedule in front of me, but so far, like, his sides and live BPs have looked pretty impressive.
Adam Wainwright, speaking of impressive, had a good outing yesterday. Your thoughts?
Well, it was just nice to see him get after it, and Waino on the mound is always something that I think all of us have great appreciation for. And more importantly, he felt good afterwards. And so, seeing some arm strength yesterday and then feeling good after the game and even this morning, those are all positive signs.
It's an organization that has lacked a little bit of depth from the left side in the bullpen. Now you have a surplus. How do you see that playing out? That's a real competition too, isn't it?
Well, it is. And not to keep harking back to it's still early and let time sort of happen. The good news is guys are throwing the ball well. I think we'll get a look at Cecil today. Obviously, it looks like a different person. I think our fan base will be like, we won't even recognize him with all the weight loss. So I don't know how that will translate in terms of pitching, but, early returns on his camp have been positive.
So yesterday you signed Matt Wieters to a minor league contract, and he has quite a resume with 4 All-Star games, 3 20 home run seasons, and 2 gold gloves. Why is that a good fit for this organization right now?
Well, I think the key there is obviously he's got a great resume. The one thing is he can hit from the left side, which is something that is welcoming to our roster. Can play first base if you had to as well. But, I think for us, it's we just want to make sure that we're protected. And had we been talking about him 2 months ago, we're not signing him. Probably still looking for a major league contract, but the fact that he was willing to do a minor league deal gave us the opportunity to pursue it.
How about the Marcell Ozuna situation, not able to throw the ball, and I'm not sure about his fitness at this point. How do you see his offseason and what you're seeing right now in Jupiter?
Well, I'm not sure why you stated the fitness part, but I feel like he's in good shape. I feel like his throwing program is progressing the way we would like to see it. Again, our season doesn't start for another 3 weeks. So, he's taking those incremental steps to get to where he needs to be. What you don't want to do is push that program so fast that that he does something to have a setback. So the pace has been defined by our medical staff, our coaching staff, and overall I feel okay about it. And I think from an offensive standpoint, he looks pretty good at the plate.
You decided to give a 2-year deal to Jose Martinez. And I know that, look, you do things what's good for the organization, but there's a part of that you wanted to do something good for him, too, because of the person he is and the production he's given you, correct?
Well, that's right. Look, I knew that he had opportunities to play in Japan, but it didn't make sense for us to ship him over there because he's still someone that we value. But for where he is in his career at his age, his earning power is a bit limited. And so ultimately we decided to strike a deal where there's some balance there. In other words, he might be giving up some dollars next year, but ultimately he gets some dollars in his pocket this year. And so in the end, you hope it's a pretty fair trade-off. Plus I stuck some escalators in there. Should he have a very good year this year, he won't be penalized for it.
And John, do you believe along those lines that the DH will be in the National League in 2 years? Do you think it'll be there?
I don't know. And the reason I say that is because, there are people that don't want to see that ever happen. And so I don't think it's just a slam dunk. And, from my standpoint, curious to see how people think about it and how that would look. But, right now, I think the way you think about our roster and how your plan is, you plan on it's still the National League.
How about Tyler O'Neill at this stretch? Had a nice opposite field home run on Sunday. Do you view him as a potential everyday outfielder? And what are your impressions so far of him?
Well, I think we all get that, he's a physical specimen, super strong. To me, trying to find him at bats in the outfield, that's, the challenge of being the manager. But clearly, I don't think there's a whole lot for him to still prove at Triple-A. So, finding that balance of work and allowing him to still grow is always the tricky part with a young player.
Give me a thought on Paul Goldschmidt. I know you did your research before you traded for him, and you've talked to many people about him, but now you're seeing him up close and personal for a couple of weeks now. Give me a thought, please.
Extremely impressive. One of those guys that is extremely diligent in how he thinks about preparation and work. And I think other people are feeding off of that. So, you know, A, he's a very, very good baseball player, which is exactly why you make those kind of trades. But then to have someone that actually helps other people be better or work harder is, you know, one of those unintended consequences that are you're so grateful for.
And the game plan with him, as you've told me before, I imagine it's still the same, is that you want him to fall in love with the city, and then you would think about the extension, correct?
Look, it's one of those situations where you know, ultimately, if both parties feel like we need to find a way to make something work out, we will. And, you know, I think the best approach is for people to be patient and, to your point, allow him to get to St. Louis and feel like that's a place where he wants to be.
Have you noticed a difference in how this spring training is being run under Mike Schilt?
Yes, I do feel like the way it's been set up, it's been very efficient. I feel like the staff has been very intentional on getting specific work done and allowing players to feel like they're getting what they need out of camp, but it also feels like the pace is a little faster or more energy, if you will.
Now, we mentioned getting at-bats for Tyler O'Neill, but what about Jed Jerko? I think he's hit 61 homers since 2016, which is second on the team. What's going to be the approach to getting him at-bats this year with that set infield?
Well, I think for him, it's going to be like where he can be that super utility for us. And the good news is he can play all four infield positions. And he does take balls off the bat in the outfield, too, during BP, just in case.
Good stuff. John, we really appreciate your time. Thanks so much, and congratulations on the signing of Miles Michaelis yesterday.
All right, well, thank you. See you, Frank.
All right, John Mozeliak joining us. the one thing that was a little awkward during that interview was the Marcell Ozuna.
Look, he's round. He looks a little round.
Yeah.
I know that we're not in the weight room with him. We're not his dietitian, but he doesn't look like Paul Goldschmidt or Tyler O'Neill.
Yeah.
But let's be honest.
That's the sweetest way you can put that.
He's not as thin as Jose Martinez. Let's just be quite honest about his physique.
And to be honest with you folks, I did see him for 3 days. And yeah. Okay. All right, before we go to break, a quick word about Maryville University. If you get a chance, go to maryville.edu and find out the wonderful things about that school. We are thrilled that they are part of this program. They sponsor the phone lines. And sponsoring the show content is the Bomberito Automotive Group. How about this? They're Missouri's number one automotive group, Bomberito Automotive Group. Nobody has more. Nobody sells more. 20 locations. They are in your neighborhood. 16 service centers. I think they believe that they know your car better than anyone. It's your number one choice for automotive needs. And here's a reason why you should think about buying one of these. Bomberito offers an exclusive 10-year, 200,000-mile nationwide warranty. The best back cars in America are from Bomberito. Family owned and operated for 47 years. Frank started it. John runs it now. We'll take a short time out, some text and phone calls when we come back. 855-282-8255. The Blues and their big night. The Billikens getting cheated. The Tigers getting hammered. And the Cardinals signing Miles Michaelis. Thoughts on all those when we come back.